Moncrief on News Talk.
This is perhaps a typical online romance. Teresa Rowley from Texas saw that an Irishman had slid into her DMs, but she liked what she read and a conversation ensued. Then attraction, then there were FaceTime sessions. Finally, Teresa came to Ireland, during which she even met the man's parents. He went to Texas for Thanksgiving. The romance was covered by media on both sides of the Atlantic. But then another woman contacted her. You can guess the West. Teresa, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
When he first got in contact with you, what did he say?
He said something cheeky and Irish, but he was kind of talking to himself in my DMs for a little while. And then finally I took notice and we just...
Okay, so you ignored him initially?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, why? Does that happen to you a lot?
It does. It does. Yeah, I can't keep track of everything that comes in, but his popped up for some reason one day and we got to chatting.
Okay, so but there must have been something he said that stood out.
He was well-spoken, he was funny and quite clever, and then... You know, good looking and Irish to boot. So
yeah,
it worked
okay.
for me.
But that's initially when you replied
right.
to him.
Right.
Yeah. But as time went on, did he tell you a lot about himself?
We talked
quite open.
Yes. Yeah. We talked FaceTimed multiple times a day sometimes. Yeah. We got to know each other pretty well before I even came over here.
But you were obviously aware of the fact that he lived thousands of miles away. And that possibly there wasn't much future in this.
Well, you know, my therapist would say that's my avoidant attachment style at work, but we don't have to talk about that.
Okay. All right. So you kind of fancied him because he was unattainable.
Not necessarily. Maybe subconsciously.
Yeah.
I didn't think there was much future in it in general, but I was like, oh, this is interesting. You know, I've never been to Ireland. My friend came over with me, so... Initially, it was just kind of a trip to experience the country, and then one thing led to another.
Yeah. Now, yeah, because I suppose it's a big step from having FaceTime conversations to actually getting on a plane.
Very surreal.
And what did your family think about that?
They thought
obviously you'd think serial killer.
Yeah. They thought I was pretty crazy. He took the step to FaceTime with my mom specifically, and my dad was on the call too, to kind of like introduce himself, which... I suppose serial killers can do that too.
Right.
But luckily
they can.
I'm still here, head attached.
And what did your parents ask him?
They asked him about himself, what he did, what his life was like here, how he would take care of me while I was here, and just kind of vetted him like a mom and dad would.
They asked about his prospects, essentially.
His prospects. Yeah.
And did he have
his dowry?
Did he have frontage? You probably don't know what that means, but it's a land reference, right?
Okay.
You think it means anything else.
Right.
So when you arrived, and you did have your friend with you, you had backup.
I had a buffer.
When you first met him, because when you meet somebody in the real world, it's still different, even if you FaceTime.
Very different.
What was your initial impression of him?
I got to see him in the airport before he saw me. So I had a moment to kind of take stock of everything that was going on and get my bearings. To be fair, I take a red eye flight every time I come here. So right now, even I'm a little bit like in the clouds. Mm. But it was strange to marry the person that I had been talking to on the screen to the person that was standing in front of me. But it worked at the time.
Yeah. So. Okay. But there wasn't any, oh my God, he didn't mention he was 5'2" or anything like that.
No.
He was pretty much what you expected him to be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you first actually then you come to meet each other, there must have been nerves there.
I was so nervous and quite sweaty. I will say that, but I powered through.
Yeah. Was he nervous and sweaty?
Yeah, if I recall.
Yeah. Did you hug when
we
you
did.
First met? Was that weird? Because you don't know how to go that first.
No,
contact.
I startled him. I can be a little strange and awkward. I don't know if you've gathered that thus far.
No, you're doing fine so far.
Thanks. So I accidentally, I ran up behind him and kind of like gave him a jolt, I think, and... that shocked him into submission.
Right.
So.
Okay. Oh, so you went all, you went very kind of...
Go big or go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went big about it, right?
Yeah.
And he was happy with that?
I think he, I don't know, it caught him off guard, but
yeah.
You know, he knew who I was up until that point.
Obviously.
Quirky personality.
There
yeah.
had to be some reason he was in the airport.
Yeah, really. Waiting for me.
So then he picked you up and did you go straight to his parents' house then?
No. Well, my friend was with us, so we spent a day in Dublin and kind of experienced that. And then for the rest of the trip, I think I was here the first time for a week, maybe. And so showed me around the country, and I met his parents for a dinner and his family.
Yeah. How were his parents?
Very sweet, very welcoming, very Irish.
Yeah. He didn't get any vibe off him that this is nuts and it'll never last. Did they actually ask you about your prospects?
My prospects? No, I think most of my prospects I talk about online. So maybe they had done their due diligence there.
Yeah. Okay, so then the first week, and that's, I suppose, if like you're seeing Ireland, it's kind of a touristy experience.
Yeah.
You're seeing all the good
fantastical
bits.
Yeah.
So then when you were leaving him then at the airport, mm-hmm. was it like a done deal you were going to see each other again?
No, not really. It was a very fun week. It was beautiful. I think we both hoped to see each other again, but it wasn't a sure thing.
Yeah.
But then when I went home, I posted a video about my trip and with his permission kind of included him in the video. And I fully did not expect it to do well or do any type of numbers online, but it took off. Mm. And then Tourism Ireland reached out and offered to send me back. So I got to come back a few months later.
Okay. Mm. Do you think having your relationship sponsored by a commercial entity might have, you know...
red flag?
Might be a red flag.
I don't know.
Do you know the way, like... many teenagers have this experience. They say, come with me because we're going to go to a dance.
Yeah.
And then your friend gets off with some guy she's had in her sights and mm-hmm. she won't stay off him. And then you're just sitting there going, oh yeah, okay, yeah, thanks for inviting me. Uh-huh. Was this your friend's experience by the time Ireland was over?
Actually, coincidentally, he had a romance that was happening with a woman who lived here in Ireland as well. So he and I both, we showed up, hung out the first day, and then we kind of both went our separate ways with our potential lovers.
Right. So he was with somebody at that stage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you knew about that and that was fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that wasn't on the cards for the two of you.
Oh, he and I?
Yeah.
No, bless. No.
No. Okay.
Love him so much, though.
What is that?
Yeah. It's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to. I just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup Holder. Brought to you by Carvana. Proud sponsors of the World Cup Holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA. Not a real product. For parody and fair use purposes only.
Yeah. So you came... So then you came back to Ireland a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Was he still with this other person at that point?
What do you mean? My ex?
Yeah.
No, we were together.
You were together.
Yeah.
Okay. So at what stage then did he go to Texas? Was it after?
He came for Thanksgiving.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so at that stage of the game, what was on the agenda for the two of you?
Fully in, as to my knowledge, an exclusive relationship. I think come to find out that was one sided, but yeah, we were dating. I don't know that there was much of a concrete plan. I think the general gist of the idea was that I would relocate and come over here and probably do social media and acting stuff over here.
All right. Yeah, okay. So that had been discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did your parents like him?
They liked him. They did not like the idea of me leaving the country and being far away, but they liked him.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then when he left Texas that time, were you kind of at the point where I have to start kind of, you know, poor, get off the posh, to use the phrase?
A little bit, yeah. It was playing on my mind quite a bit more than it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
But
had you discussed it in concrete terms?
Not in concrete terms, no. But I work for myself, you know, online. So it was a discussion, but nothing very concrete.
Yeah. So, but when he left Texas, then had you made plans to see each other again?
He wanted me to come here for Christmas. And so that flight was booked. And then the day before that flight, I got what we in the biz call a hey girly message. Are you familiar with those, Sean?
No, for obvious reasons.
I'll enlighten you.
Yeah.
Okay. So a hey girly message is when a woman sends a message to another woman, me being the other woman, to let her know that her man is being unfaithful. So the day before my flight, I received one of those and poo hit the fan.
Yeah. And the message you received, was it from, had he been having a relationship with this particular woman or a flirtation or whatever?
Yeah.
And did she give you any details in the sense of, had they been seeing each other regularly, or what was the nature of it?
I think it was all online as far as I know, but there were quite a few screenshots and irrefutable evidence that, could not continue.
Yeah, and she was in Ireland, this woman?
Yes.
Yeah. And so then when you contacted him, what did he say? Or did you?
I did, yeah, pretty immediately. He copped to it. I canceled my flight for the next day. It was radio silence for about a week. And then we kind of talked again to talk about it as the dust settled. And I learned more. So
yeah. Did he explain himself?
I mean, as much as a person can. There's not much explanation that makes that type of behavior explainable. But yeah. He did his best.
Yeah. What did he say?
Oh, gosh. I think I was blacked out when it all happened. Yeah. I mean, he had excuses and accusations towards me and all sorts of things that kind of do your head in at the time. But
was there any, did you get any sense off him when you were having this discussion that he would like your relationship to continue, that he was sorry and he wouldn't do it again? And that
oh,
kind of stuff?
100%. Yeah.
Oh,
almost
really?
Verbatim. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Gosh. And you didn't believe, you didn't consider that?
No, I mean, I was so surprised by it because it was so out of character from what I had seen from him up until that point that there was probably about a week to a week and a half where I was like, okay, can we talk through this? Can I continue in this? Because I was in kind of a suspended state of pain, basically. Mm. And I hate that I didn't just cut it immediately. But after those couple of weeks was when I was like, I can't, there's no way I can. Trust is foundational, you know.
Given, I mean, this would be devastating to anybody, but did it make it worse in a way because the two of you had been so public about this?
Completely, yeah. It was, I did not know what to do with the information because we had been so public up until that point. We were in the Washington Post, we were on Good Morning America, Ireland AM, like you name it, we were there. And I sat back and I was like, okay, I can either just let this fizzle and not mention this relationship ever again and just leave people wondering, or I can recenter the narrative and give a gist of what happened and talk about what I can do with it moving forward and hopefully help women. And that's essentially what I chose to do. And have connected with several, specifically Irish women since then.
Did you feel humiliated? You must have.
I mean, I was tempted to feel humiliated, but I knew that it really had nothing to do with me. It was not a reflection of me at all. It was a reflection of him. And so there are people out there, of course, trolls on the internet that, you know, accuse me of being humiliated, but I'm really not. It's just one person's dysfunction doesn't have anything to do with me.
How can you bear to come back to Ireland then?
I love it here, if you can believe it. Yeah. And Centra reached out to me. And they're launching a loyalty app called My Centra. And so I'm working with them this week. They're throwing a big Irish singles event with Your Friend, My Friend on the 11th. And thankfully they brought me back.
So, but you're there for the loyalty part of it? They haven't contacted him for some other
aspect
of the marketing campaign.
Well, gosh, no, I can't imagine why.
That would be, have you had any contact with him since?
No, we haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because given... Now, and, you know, as you pointed out, online, it's full of nutcases and poison a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he must be getting some stick as well.
He was. He disappeared from the channels of social media pretty quickly when I posted what had happened. Maybe he's still on there in some capacity. I'm not sure. But he went dark.
From your family's point of view, before you got on the plane this time, did they make you sign some sort of legal document that you would not get involved with any more Irish men?
No, but they should have.
A lot of people texting in to say that they're great fans of yours.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
And they want to apologise on behalf of Irish men.
No apology necessary.
They're not all like that. Well, I don't know.
We'll see about that, won't we?
Yeah. Teresa, will you get to visit Carrick on Shannon, where your people are from?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Got to go say hi to my ancestors.
Yeah, because they're loyal, wonderful people there.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today.
I
that was
you.
Teresa Rowley there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.